media. In the aftermath of that broken afternoon at the Capitol, a picture has emerged of entropic forces coming together on Trump's behalf in an ad hoc yet calamitous crash of rage and denial. But interviews with central players and documents, including previously unreported emails, videos, and social media posts scattered across the web, tell a more encompassing story of a more coordinated campaign. Across those 77 days, the forces of disorder were summoned and directed by the departing president, who wielded the power derived from his near infallible status among the party faithful in one final norm-defying act of a reality-denying presidency. January 31, 2021. Except, in the days and weeks after Election Day on November 3rd, the president was deserted by his staff and aides. The legal establishment, at least anyone in it with a promising career, abandoned him. His hapless band of co-conspirators were too crazy or drunk or cynical to develop a credible strategy or execute one. It was all a shit show. Ludicrous, inexplicable, cringeworthy, nutso, even for the people who felt most loyal to him. The election challenge never had a chance of success. Trump's presidency was a mirror image of good government and the normal workings of the bureaucracy. But his final days were a further quantum leap departure from any system capable of achieving support or successful results, or for that matter, even an underhand and sham result. The second impeachment trial of Donald Trump was to charge him with explicit plans and strategy and intent. His final days in office, a calculated effort to do anything to remain in office. But for those who saw Trump up close, even for those who believed he was profoundly guilty of so many things, this was not getting it at all. Rather the opposite. Trump's true assault on democratic norms was to have removed organization, strategy, method, rationale, and conscious decision-making from the highest level of government. From the beginning of Trump's intrusion into American political life, the striving, orderly, result-oriented, liberal world and its media were unable to fathom his carelessness and cluelessness, or understand him or his supporters by any standard political measures. Hence, what might appear to be crazy and self-destructive must, in fact, have been a plan. Politics could not be pure caprice or farce, could it? This insistence on specific intent, on the calculated and coordinated misuse of power, keeps Donald Trump in the realm of knowable politics. But what if it was precisely the absence of intent, and instead the swings of irrationality and mania that managed, even as his government collapsed, to hold so many people in thrall? The fundamental modern assumption is that a crazy person cannot be elected president. A bad person, a corrupt person, an incompetent person, a mendacious person, a bigoted one, yes, but not someone who has completely departed reality. The age of modern bureaucracy demands, at the very least, being able to sit through a meeting without barking like a dog. From the careening and calamitous last stage of his reelection campaign, through the preposterous election challenge and the deadly mayhem of January 6, to the improbable buffoonery of his second impeachment trial, there emerges a much different picture from the one much of the media has painted of a corrupt, cynical, despotic effort to hold on to power and to subvert democracy. Here, instead, is a far more complicated human and political tale of desperation.